This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't you feel like you guys have reverse roles? Like you do all the cleaning, cooking, and then she does like all the...
I mowed the yard yesterday.
BJ.
Yeah, that was to get out of the house. Yes, that's.
I did. I swear I did.
Jamie,
he's not kidding. My neighbor asked if he could mow my lawn because they have so many kids. He's like, I just went out of the house. Hey, I'm like, okay.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Lordy, all right, here we go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice, 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Podcast, man, oh man. You got to download it. It's free for your phone. Good morning, Jamie.
Hi.
How you doing? Welcome to a Friday.
Oh my God, I'm so happy it's Friday, right?
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Did you have a big time at the cabin yesterday?
Yeah. Oh my God, we had, but it was windy and it was kind of chilly, but it was awesome because I have a fire pit. But But it's a stage one fire ban.
Right now?
Yeah. In Douglas County, it is.
Okay.
So we couldn't have like a bonfire or anything, but we had the fire pit with the propane.
That's legal, right?
Yeah, that's legal.
Yeah. So. Her sister's in town.
Yes, so we had hot dogs.
No. I'm a little bit confused because BJ sometimes just aloof.
Uh-huh.
Aloof. The person with her...
is her boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she
They've been together for a while.
Married or
Except
anything.
For what's weird is that... Even so, I had a guy out there too with me, and he's like, "Is your sister married to him?" And I'm like, "No." And he's like, "She's wearing a wedding ring." I was like, "I noticed that."
Oh, well,
but
well.
It's the, I don't know what they're doing.
Okay, I got a couple of other questions.
Sure.
You know me; I'm all about love.
Yeah, yes,
me.
I know you
I love,
love
love.
You love love.
Doctor love.
Yeah,
that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Brother love. Listen, the boyfriend.
Yeah.
That she's with.
Yeah.
In that. $50 million RV.
Yeah.
Lordy, folks, you should see this thing.
It's quite...
$50 million.
This is what you call it, a rig.
Yeah. Rig.
No, it's called a rig.
The rig?
Yeah, you don't call it a motorhome. It's a rig.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a rig.
Well, I wouldn't know that. I don't have a rig in my house, you know? For me, a rig was like a fishing pole.
Yeah, no, it's like right. Quite the rig they're driving.
They've got a $50 million rig that they're driving around the country right now.
Yeah.
Boyfriend or your sister, who owns that?
Boyfriend.
Oh, that's a catch.
Yeah. It's a good,
one.
Yeah.
That's why she's wearing that ring.
Well, and it's a huge rock, too. I mean, the ring is like her rock on her finger is huge. I'm like, I said, are you guys married? And she's like, no. You know, he asked me, but I said no. And so he's like, well, I want you to have this. And so she's like, I just wear it.
Wow.
Like, okay.
So he bought a ring. She said no. And
yeah.
He was like, here.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Keep it.
Wow. That guy's very generous.
No kidding.
Yeah.
He's locked in.
He's really into
her.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, it is cute. You always want somebody to love you like that. Like,
I think that's kind of very romantic.
I
think it just shows his true self.
Well, I like it because remember, my brother-in-law ran off with Jesus jugs.
That's right.
My brother-in-law was the deacon of the church, all that. And then
a woman in the church.
Yeah, that was like 30. And he's 60.
With big boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus jokes. You know, I've been reading the Bible.
Yeah.
I haven't seen you Jesus jokes.
It's not Jesus.
In Genesis. I know
no,
that.
No, it's Jesus juggeth.
I'll stay on the lookout.
Yeah.
You know, Adam doesn't mention that in the Garden of Eden.
No.
He didn't say anything like that to Eve.
Literally, my brother-in-law married somebody that is the same age as his niece, or my niece.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Jesus juggeth.
You know, I can't say anything bad.
No,
about
you can't.
That.
You can't. I know you're like him, but you're not.
Like
you
it.
Weren't the deacon of the church. That's
no,
the difference. No, no. Yeah.
And twist.
I mean, you know, like there's no drugs involved, no alcohol, no nothing. This was just a sober decision where I feel like BJ had some influences.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway,
you're not wrong.
I realize that I've had like about 11 and a half hours of sleep in 72 hours.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah.
I'm driving home yesterday. Same thing. I thought the same thing. I started adding up the hour.
Yeah.
I literally went to my phone
and started
and
adding
app
it. Yeah.
And started adding up over the last 3 days this week how much sleep I'd had. And I think Jamie wins. I've had a little bit more.
Well,
I've taken a couple of naps here and there.
Because Barb Bingo, I didn't the night before. I didn't yet.
And then yesterday,
I didn't.
And I was torturing her yesterday because from
he
the time we left
he's
the
gonna
studio,
take a nap.
All I talked about was my nap.
Yeah,
I'm gonna nap for 3 hours. You watch. And she was headed straight to the cabin to meet her sister in that big. Fancy rig.
No, they didn't bring that out there.
Oh, they didn't?
No, the roads are too thin or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you can't get a $50 million rig out there.
I will tell you one thing that happened that was kind of funny. Okay, one thing. So the only thing I realized is that her boyfriend will not save her life. So we're all sitting around the fire pit or whatever. And all of a sudden, my sister says, there's someone on the road on a little rascal. And I go, what? And I look up and there's a guy on a little rascal. On the road, that's gravel.
Unlike one of these rascals
that
you get in the grocery store?
Yeah. Yeah. And he's up on the road, and this is a gravel dirt road, right?
Is that like off road wheels or anything?
No, it's just he's on a little rascal. And so he waves, and I wave, and I'm like, I don't know what he's doing. He's just staring at us. And then I left the gate open because my somebody I know is coming to the cabin as well. And so I left the gate open, right? And so so the little rascal starts coming down the drive of my of my cabin. So I go in to my house and get the gun.
You don't know what's happening.
He's
this guy's
a rascal. How dangerous can he be?
Hey,
you're right.
You never know.
Shvedil. He's on a rascal. You can take this guy, okay? You need's a shovel. You don't need a gun.
Why just get it in case he's armed? I don't know if he's armed on a little rascal.
No, he's going to do a drive-by on his rascal.
There are some crazy people out there. You have no idea what that guy's packing.
We're in the woods. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Carson, it's an overreaction. Come on. The guy's on a rascal. Obviously, he's a little impaired physically. She goes and gets a gun.
Well, I don't know.
Grab a shovel. You could have done it with a water hose.
This is the first time you've ever heard of a drive-by on a little rascal.
There's a first for everything.
Here's the problem, though. Explain self-defense to someone. Okay? When the cops come out there, you say, I was terrified for my life. They would say, ma'am, he was on a rascal. You weren't terrified.
So he gets closer and closer, and I was like, so it's a Ryobi. It's a riding lawnmower that's electric.
Yeah.
It's not a little rascal.
This is like a 15-year-old coming to my door trying to sell me a magazine, and I shoot him. Okay.
Anyway, I'll tell you the lesson later.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, dear God.
BJ and Jamie.
I have no idea.
This is horrible.
Where'd this come from?
What is this?
I don't know.
What are we playing?
I don't know.
Who's the artist?
I just looked over and saw it, too. I was like,
what the hell is that?
I don't know how it got in there.
Oh, my God.
Here's the deal. I think there's something with the computer. Here's why I say this, okay?
What was that?
In the stop set that ran, the commercial set that we ran at 5:50 this morning, that song was in the middle of that commercial set.
What?
Really?
I deleted it. I looked up at the 16.
10 commercial set, it was back again.
What?
Back again.
Are we being haunted by this song?
And somehow between those commercials playing, and I deleted it again, and somehow it got back in again. Spadell, you need to watch for that song. It's haunting
us. No, just delete it.
Yeah.
Well, what, who is it? Who, no, I know. I'm telling him. I'm telling him to re-delete it. Who is it?
It says it's from a guy named Anthony Hamilton. It says, oh, "'Tis the Season." So I think it's a Christmas song.
Where are the crap are you guys playing? Please never play this song again. Yuck. Is this a joke? What the hell is this song? Why are you playing this? Why are we sleeping on the way to work? What okay. the?
People
so
love
here's
it.
The thing. We had the music turned down because we were talking. And so we were talking about like Garth Brooks and all this stuff. So we weren't paying attention. And oh my God, I'm so sorry, you guys. It sounds like you guys are in a commercial for a mega church.
It does. Hey, Spadell, take a look at the computer. Take a look at the computer. That's in the middle of the very first stop set again.
Oh my.
Look
oh
at
my
it.
God.
Because I put that listener sweeper thing in there.
Yeah.
Because I saw a song playing, but notice that the stop set never completely played.
Oh
that
my
song
God.
Played again.
Dude, that's wild.
It just pops up.
That is, we are literally being haunted by this song.
I've never heard that in my life.
Me either. Oh my God. Everybody is freaking out on Texnado. I've never seen the text go so fast. I think you guys have been hacked.
At least we know you're listening.
I felt like I had the wrong station. I kept looking at it again. Thought you switched formats.
April Fools.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, you guys. Yeah, that happened. That actually happened. And apparently it popped up in the next commercials, too.
Hey, Spadell, look up that song.
Like, what's it about?
See where it's from, what it's all about. Yeah, and when it came out.
Oh, God. That's so weird. Right? Isn't that weird?
I've never seen it in our system.
It came out in 2014.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's on an album called Home for the Holidays.
No kidding.
Yes. From a man named Anthony Hamilton.
It is the season.
Yeah.
That is so weird. Will you make sure that you let our boss know like what happened and take a picture of it and stuff?
Yeah, it popped up like 3 times.
Oh, my God. That's so weird. All right. Anyway, what were we talking about?
I got rid of it.
That was bizarre.
I wanted to run something by you real quick.
Yeah, sure.
And you know me, Dr. Love.
Yeah, you are Dr.
Brother Love.
Yeah.
It's about Spadell and Liz.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I've got follow-ups for you.
Okay, so but bring everybody up to date.
Hang on. Let me turn down Spadell's mic because he's going to interrupt me and say, you know, that is the way it went.
I'm sorry, what?
Uh-oh. He's going to get on to me. Here's the way I heard it this morning from Spadell.
But bring everybody up to date.
All right. Liz is a girl that showed up at Bar Bingo. She is infatuated with Spadell, according to sources. Okay, her friends, whatever. So they met at Bar Bingo and had a big old spit swap, all kinds of stuff right there in
tonsil
front of
hockey.
Everybody.
Yep.
Tonsil hockey.
Yeah.
And everything was looking really smooth. She's really into him, all right? Cute girl, too.
Yeah.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, she
texted
him.
So this was Wednesday. Today is Friday.
He texted her back. This is all on Wednesday, yeah. And then at midnight, after the event was over, Spadell texted her, right?
No, she texted
him. She texted him and said
she
hi.
She said hi.
She said hi. And then yesterday morning, he said good morning.
And he hadn't heard from her.
Correct.
Right? She had ghosted him or was asleep or whatever. Well, she finally reached out to him yesterday.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He wants to get together this weekend.
Right.
And this is what I want to run by.
Okay.
He wants to get together this weekend, but she says that she works a lot. She's not available.
What?
Hang on. She says she's not available.
Wait, can I first hear about the text? Can I hear what text she said?
What'd she say in the text? The very first text.
The first one? Well, so I said good morning, and then she said good morning, Dylan. Thanks for such a fun night. And
what time was that?
That was right after you guys left, 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I said, no, thank you. Sorry I got busy. I was hoping to hang out with you in between rounds at your table. And then I told her that she was hot.
Ew.
And then she said,
What did you say? What?
I just said, you're really hot, LOL. Ugh. And then she said, dude, you're freaking hot. Don't be sorry. What a fun time at my first Bar Bingo. You guys killed it. And then I said, would you want to hang out tomorrow or Saturday? And then she said, I hope you had a good day. The show today cracked me up, lol. Yes, would love to hang out, but let me check my schedule and see if I can get coverage. I work at a sports bar and am scheduled this weekend, but I will keep you posted. Thank you for texting me.
Okay, that sounds positive.
No. Well, thank you for texting me into the conversation.
It does not. Carson, you're out of the loop, bud. You've been married too long. You got a kid. You don't get it.
But BJ, Dr. Love's got it.
Let Dr. Love and Jamie handle this. Jamie caught it immediately. I saw the look on your face. You caught it immediately. I don't know about this girl. I don't know. Well, here's the thing, Jamie, and let me ask you. If he wrote back, you're hot, well, you're hot too, blah, 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 hang out this weekend, and the first thing she texts back is, man, I had a great time at Bar Bingo. She deflected it already.
For sure.
She deflected the conversation.
Yep.
From where it was headed, she deflected on you and then came back with, let me check my schedule, I'll get back to you.
No, you even missed the final sentence.
All right, give me the final one.
Thanks for texting me.
Yeah, that's dark.
That was an ender.
Yeah, that is a nail in the coffin, Spadil.
Yeah,
Thanks for texting me. Did you agree with that?
Yeah, I do.
That didn't leave it open-ended. That's like, all right, well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
You know, so when somebody says thanks for stopping by, you don't stay there.
You're never going to see them again. You're never going to see them again. They're gone. They're gone. And, you know, and when you explained it in here, I mean, you were full of hope and everything.
Oh, my God.
You were. But you've come to your senses now that Jamie and I have, you know, intervened here with your love life.
Yeah. Right? Well, I just feel like you know your own schedule. So she, instead of being like, oh, let me check my schedule, she would have come back with like, oh, I'm open on Monday or Tuesday or whatever.
Yeah. Or like Saturday, I work from noon until 8.
Yeah.
You know, like I would have given you my schedule. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
There's a way to work in some coffee in there or something, you know? I'll meet you at the bagel shop, man. Yeah. We'll meet over at
Thanks
Einstein's.
For texting me.
Yeah,
have a good
there's
day.
A way, but hey, thanks for texting me. That's a good night.
Yeah.
Irene.
Yeah.
Who's Irene?
I don't know.
Okay.
Good night, Spadil.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
All right, so here's what I would do personally. Mm-hmm. I would just leave it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah, and then it's up to her if she wants to reach out and tell you a schedule.
Yeah, that's the only move I have.
Yeah, for sure.
If we don't hear by Monday.
Well, the weekend is today.
I know, Monday.
Oh, well, Monday.
I'm saying if we don't hear over the weekend that she texts him back at some point, then we're going to know by Monday that it's over, dude.
Well, I feel like we kind of.
Well, we're saying that now, but I mean, there could be a chance that she reaches out. Hey,
there's always a chance.
Yeah, there's always a chance.
You're saying there's a chance.
Somebody's coming for me, you know? I mean, there's a chance.
There's always a chance.
Yeah, but it's not looking good.
Yeah. Thanks for texting me. What the hell was that? I don't even like that sentence.
I don't either.
I'm mad at Liz. I don't even like her.
Yeah.
Thanks for texting me.
Yeah, why would you
shut
even
up,
say
Liz.
That?
Right, Liz.
It is weird.
Oh, but guess what? Her name is, if I'm dyslexic, Zill. It goes with Dill. Zill and Dill. Whoa! That's crazy! I don't know.
Well, I guess we fixed that for you.
Yay!
I hate to burst your bubble of hope.
No, he knows.
But, yeah, it's bad.
I feel like you know.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I did.
Hey, can you fix this stop set here before I hit it so that lovely song that we could have a presence here, and it looks like we didn't miss a beat.
Oh my God!
Fix it for me, okay?
I don't even know. That is so bizarre.
It is bizarre.
Yeah, right. Like
I've never seen it in this computer system.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, I've never heard it in my life.
I don't even know why it would be in here.
I know.
You know, I think it might have come from another radio station that we have.
Well, who would play that?
Well,
don't
sometimes
listen to that station.
Sometimes they'll have a glitch, and maybe one of our sister stations is ripping that baby down for the holiday. Did we have a station here in the building that went all Christmas?
No.
Yeah.
You know that goofy gimmick?
In October?
Some people do it. Some people do.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
We'll be right back. We'll get to tabloid trash now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, I tried to tell you.
What do you mean?
You and that Joker stuff, all hype.
I know. I'm so disappointed this morning.
I tried to tell you it's all hype. It's just all hype. So, go ahead.
I'm holding out hope that maybe it's just the people that are putting out the reviews right now just don't get it.
No, it even says that fans are saying, like huge fans of the Joker are saying that, here's what it says. Okay, it says, the Joker has been branded the most disappointing follow-up to the Oscar-winning movie by critics. Also, it's received mixed thoughts from fans, with some claiming that Lady Gaga's career could be at risk.
I thought this was going to be like an Emmy or an Oscar.
Oscar, yeah.
Oscar for her.
Yeah, it says it could put her whole career at risk.
I love the first Joker, and I was waiting. Man, I wanted this one to be really good.
It says that they failed to use Lady Gaga correctly in the movie and claimed she was only brought in for the musical aspect of it. By the way, here is that song.
The musical aspect?
Yeah. Oh, God.
And stay here, my friend. I'll find my way back to you. Here I know, I know somehow, we tell a story that's true. In our minds, we'd be just fine if it were only us two. They might say that we're crazy, but I'm just in love with you.
Cute. Anyway, it says, while the majority of critics say Joker didn't live up to the expectations, others have dubbed the movie bold. Whatever that is.
Bold.
Just bold.
I'm going to see it because I'm hoping the critics are wrong.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. The first one was perfect. It was unbelievably good. I didn't see
it. It was amazing. Yeah.
That song, when you listen to it on radio with us just playing it, sounds sucky. It doesn't sound very good.
Yeah.
But it, to me, because I saw the first one, it's perfect. It's perfect for this particular movie. But I don't know. I think you have to see it.
Some people are saying that it's basically the same movie. I don't know.
Oh.
Just adding her song in it. They're saying it's just, I don't know. That's weird, right? It says, while the same director, Todd Phillips, was back in the hot seat, critics have said the sequel is just a repeat of the first hit, but with an added musical twist, and that's it.
Wow.
I was expecting so much. I've been waiting on this for a year.
I know, yeah.
And the hype has been real, too.
Yeah. But I will tell you, I didn't see the first one, but this trailer that we're getting ready to play, it does suck you in.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
It does. All right, here it is.
2 years ago, the name Arthur Fleck hit Gotham like a hurricane.
The trial of the century.
They believe Arthur Fleck to be some kind of martyr. Well, he's not. There's a monster.
When I first saw Joker, when I saw you,
the whole world smiled with you.
For once in my life, I didn't feel so alone anymore.
Look, I don't know about the storyline on this second one because I've not really read into it, but I got to tell you, that Joaquin Phoenix, is that his name? Joaquin Phoenix, mm-hmm. That guy's mesmerizing on screen.
Or as I like to call him, Joaquin.
Yeah, Joaquin. Was it his brother that died?
Yes.
Yeah, River.
River Phoenix,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
He OD'd in front of that bar. The whiskey? Was
Viper.
It the whiskey? The Viper.
Viper Room.
Viper Room, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was his brother. Anyway, so, yeah, so I'm sorry about that.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Crap. It does kind of make me angry in a way.
Yeah.
Because I've been waiting on this for a
long time. A lot of people have.
I love this.
Lots
first movie.
Of people have. All right, could it be, I know we've talked about it on and off for my entire life, but could it be Could it be that Justin Timberlake is going to actually reunite with NSYNC?
Yes.
Could it be?
I don't know.
Huh. They're saying it's going to be a 30th anniversary project. They're not interested in doing a residency or anything like that, even though I guess they threw down buku bucks. By the way, I'd be so sad if they said, all right, each one of you is going to get $10 million each to do a residency. And Justin is like, I don't really want to do
that. Yeah, I'm not feeling it. I got plenty of money. I don't need that.
And
yeah.
I'm over here. I'm Fat Tone or whatever his name is, right? And I'm like, oh, come on.
Joey Fat One.
Yeah, I'd be so sad.
Yeah, I personally, as far as strategy goes with Justin Timberlake, now look, I don't know what I'm talking about half the time, but I think it's a good move for him. Now, two months ago, I said it wasn't, okay? Yeah, I said, get stop the boy band crap, okay? But now, after the DUI, I think it might be a good move for him to do that.
But now it seems so obvious, though. That's why he's doing it, you know? Like, talking about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just to try to save face. Yeah. Anyway, it says all five band members are considering a live comeback show, which would be filmed and sold to a streaming network. So it wouldn't be like they would be on tour. It sounds like they would be doing like kind of a movie and then putting together a little album, and maybe it shows the process of putting that album out. I don't know. That's what it sounds like. Because let me read that again. All five band members are considering a live comeback show. That would say live, huh? Which would be filmed and sold to a streaming network.
So maybe they do a couple of specific shows, film one of them.
Yeah, and then put it on streaming. But it doesn't sound like they're going to go on tour.
No.
That's for sure. No. All right, so anyway, we'll see what happens. Yay, I'm bringing Sexy back.
After the Joker report, don't get my hopes up with NSYNC, okay?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm not falling for it.
Yeah. Hey, Eminem is going to be a grandpa.
That's crazy.
Isn't that seem weird to say? Yeah, I know. It says, Eminem revealed in a music video for a new song that he's going to be a grandpa at 51. His daughter, Haley, tied the knot in May with Evan McClintock. Do we know who that, like, what does he do?
I have no idea.
I don't either. In a ceremony. And so now she's preggers.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eminem, a grandpa.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what, though? I think it's probably pretty good because he gets to, I don't know, make it good with his daughter. He wasn't around. And, you know, he's on drugs and stuff. So
he's just a software developer. That's all he does. Evan McClintock.
What do you mean just? That's pretty cool.
No, I mean, he's not like a famous person or anything.
Oh,
yeah.
He's just, and that's all he does. You said just, and that's all he does.
He's just a smart guy. That's it.
I just meant like he's not famous.
Right.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
Got you, Spadil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got Liz on your brain.
Yeah.
Or as I like to call her, Zill.
Hey, why don't you Zill me some money?
Zill. Zill. Zill.
Zill.
Zill. Have you talked to her?
No.
We're on Liz Watch.
Right? Hey, this is exciting, you guys. I'm so excited. I'm going to go. I'm definitely going to go this. This is so exciting. I love these guys. I follow them on TikTok. I follow them on everything. The Savannah Bananas are announcing that they're going to come to Coors Field in Denver. Well, obviously, in Denver. It says in Denver, and I read it like that. In Denver. Do you guys know where Coors Field is? It's in Denver.
I have no idea.
They're going to be here in August. August 9th and 10th.
That's gonna be a great time.
Yeah, and the tickets are a raffle, so I'm putting up the raffle link on our Facebook page.
Oh, thanks for doing that. By the way, some of those guys are hot too.
They are.
I know you guys can't say we know.
Yeah, I've never seen the Bananas.
You've never seen them?
Oh, you gotta follow them on social media.
Well, I've seen clips, but I've never really watched their whole act. I guess it would be. I've just seen like 15-second clips of them.
So they're going to be part of the 2025 Banana Ball World Tour.
Now, aren't they like from what I've seen, aren't they like kind of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball?
That's exactly what it is.
Right.
Yeah. But better.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, yeah.
Yeah, but way better. Like just funny shit. And it's just, yeah. And actually the leader of it, he's like a motivational speaker. He tries to explain to people the business model, how it came to fruition, and so he's pretty amazing, like how he just figured this out and put it together, because it's like huge.
Do they travel with the same team they play all the time?
I have no idea.
They always play the Generals? I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I have no
idea. Like I said, I don't know that much about it. You think they can sell out Coors Field?
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
They're popular,
for
man.
Sure they yeah. can.
They'll get a better crowd than the Rockies.
For sure, in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll totally sell it out.
They might be able to beat the Rockies even though they're not that great.
Wow, that's an insult. Yeah.
You
wow.
are traumatized today.
Wow. All right, the other thing is Jennifer Hudson jokingly grilled her boyfriend Common about their marriage plans, asking, "What's that? What are we doing? Where are we going?" I feel bad for Tiffany Haddish. Don't you guys feel bad for her?
Why?
So Tiffany Haddish really hasn't had a boyfriend. She dated Common for a long time, and she was madly in love with him. Like, they remember those sexy pictures they had, the silhouette pictures
yeah.
and all that? I mean, like, she loved him. And then they broke up, and then he said it was mutual. And then she went on the internet and said, no, it wasn't mutual. He actually said, quote, to me, "I think this relationship has run its course."
Oh, wow.
What a crappy thing to say to a girl. Can you imagine, or boy, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, can you imagine we're dating BJ for a couple of years? Yeah. I'm like, "I think this relationship's run its course." Wouldn't you be sad? Like, what does that even mean?
Like, I've gotten everything I need out of you.
Right?
Now I'm
like,
done.
I'm done. Yeah. It's run its course. Yeah. And then he hooks up with Jennifer Hudson. Ugh. God, I'm so sad for her. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.